This is Ted Kennedy. Election campaign financing reform has a new head of steam. It may just put Bob Dole's Republican fat cats out of the influence peddling business. In a moment, we'll face off. Bob, Mark Twain used to say we had the finest Congress money can buy. If things were bad then, he should see Congress now. Senators and representatives barely have time to legislate or see a constituent. They're so busy planning the next fundraiser or doing a favor for a past contributor. The Senate Rules Committee has finally blown the whistle on the mess and called for comprehensive reform. The key is public financing of congressional elections, just as we've already done for presidential elections. The cost is a bargain for Senate races, the best investment any taxpayer will ever make. As a candidate for the White House, Bob, you're eligible for public funds for your presidential campaign. Are you going to accept that money and then say it's wrong for Senate and House elections?
Ted, I voted against public financing for presidential races in 1976, and I'm against public financing for my Senate race, or Ted Kennedy's, or anybody else. The American people seem to want to volunteer some funding to help elect their national leader, although only 23% check off the dollar contribution on their returns. Ted, I'm all for campaign finance reform, so long as it is fair and true reform, not some ploy to give Democrat liberals a leg up in fundraising. Our listeners aren't buying your Republican fat cat charge. They know that most of the big PAC dollars actually go to Democrats. Frankly, I don't believe the American taxpayer wants to spend his or her hard-earned dollars to finance yours or my election campaigns. This is Senator Bob Dole. Two Soviet dissidents unmasked Glasnost as a slick PR ploy. Is Ted still buying it? Tune in on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.